hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on the phone is Captain Cocktail. Yes, I'm going to put on my liquor boy cap and check in with my good buddy Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, get the lowdown on how Florida spiny lobster season went from his perspective in Pompano Beach. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, buddy. It's all tails down here.
All tails. Yeah, there's probably plenty left because I didn't get to participate in lobster mini season as the lobster slayer. So I'm guessing there's many more lobsters left there.
Exactly, man. There's more to go around today because
right.
You didn't make it down.
That's it. That's the story I'm going with. I don't care if you believe me or not.
Well, you could tell yourself that every day.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and doggone it, people like me. That's what I tell myself.
What they say, you're a legend in your own mind, right?
I'm going to take that as a compliment and just move on then, Jeff. Just let's focus on Florida lobster season. How did it go this past Wednesday and Thursday from your perspective?
Oh, it was great. We had calm seas, clear water, and it was nice and warm, and it brought everybody out. At first, we didn't think on Monday and Tuesday, it didn't look like there was a lot of interest, and all of a sudden, I swear, Greg, I've never seen so many boats on the ocean.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. You probably could have walked from Hillsborough Inlet to West Palm or Miami from boat to boat. It was so thick.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem like, people were getting a lot per person, but there were a lot of people getting lobster. So I guess it was spread out a little bit more, and everybody had a good time, though.
Well, I was wondering how this was going to play because, last week we had Tropical Storm Bonnie cruise through the area, and I thought, well, hey, this is kind of like the first storm of the season. Is it possible that this is going to coincide with lobster mini season and the lobsters are going to get stirred up and start walking and mini season's just going to be a free-for-all? But you didn't see any evidence of that, I'm guessing.
No, unfortunately, we didn't. It was, like I said, it was not a lot per person, but a lot of people caught lobster, which kind of spread it out over, more people this year than years past. But they still may be out deep. Who knows, I mean, that's the most elusive creature on the planet, I think.
Yes, well, no doubt about it. You got to find them, and sometimes they want to play a little hide-and-seek game with you. I'm sure on Tuesday, up until midnight, they were all over the reef, just sitting out there taunting divers. And as soon as the clock struck midnight Tuesday night, then they just hid like crazy.
Yeah. It probably went. Everybody said, all right, let's head deep.
Yeah.
Head deep and hide,
Run for the hills.
Run for the hills. It's mini season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people had a good time. I think it's just, one of those things. Sometimes it's really great and sometimes it's not. And I think the thing is that you just get out and have a good time with it, basically. And I think that happened today. And, not today, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah. It's the thrill of the hunt for sure. So overall, it was good, great conditions. And it looks like, the opening of the season here in a few days ought to be pretty good. Or at least we didn't see any lobsters like tainted with oil or any goofy nonsense like that. None of that's going on, right?
No lobsters with the BP stamped on them. We didn't have any of that. And I think probably opening season this year might be a little better because mini season wasn't as spectacular as it has been in the past. So you may see an opening of the season might be a little bit stronger.
Well, I'm going to go down there and participate here in a few weeks. So I will take advantage of that opportunity for sure. So
there's lobsters all over the reef laughing as we speak.
laughing. No, no, they are not laughing. Everybody listening's like, oh, Greg hasn't gone out. I have a chance. I need to go now. Now, now. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, come on down, buddy. We'll go get them.
Yeah, now I know you got a lot of other stuff going on, you know, with lobster season kicking into gear. That'll keep you guys busy. But you got another thing happening towards, what, August 21st and 22nd? Down there, you guys are, what is this? Is like NASCAR for underwater scooters, or what are you doing?
Exactly,
down there?
Man. We've teamed up with Formula H2O, and they've created this rec racing league for guys with scooters. Doesn't matter what size you got or how many you got, their categories, you can bring them down. We're going to have a, on Saturday, we're going to do a practice run. We're going to set out a course that goes around the rec, and you have to go through some hoops. And then on Sunday, we'll be the race. We'll have a racers meeting. Excuse me, let me back up. Racers meeting on Friday night. Then we'll have a practice day on Saturday. There'll also be a demo day where people can come out and try them on Saturday on the boat, or if they just want to come later in the afternoon and by the pool, they can try them. And then on Sunday morning, we'll have the big race, and spectators can get on board and come and sit on the wreck or sit out in the sand around the race course and watch the race.
Now, what,
should be a hoot.
What wreck are you talking about down there off of Pompano?
We're going to do the wreck of the Tracy.
Okay.
It's in 70 feet of water, nice, easy wreck, and we're going to set up a course around it, and then spectators can sit either on the wreck or out in the sand around the course. We have space available on the other boats that aren't, and some space on the race boats as well. It's a $50 entry fee to get in the race, but that covers your boat trip, a t-shirt, your racers meeting, all that good stuff. We'll give you a number for the side of your DPV. You can modify them and get in the modified category. You can tape two together and run in the modified category, or you can run in the stock category. But we're going to have some more details coming out soon, and I'll pass them on to you, Greg, to put them up on scubaradio.com.
Yeah, that sounds pretty wild. So you basically are going to create a Daytona International Speedway underwater on
exactly.
The wreck of the Tracy off of Pompano Beach.
And we encourage bump drafting.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is that going to work? Are you going to literally get like five guys at a time, or how many ever, and let them just roll at the same time?
Well, we anticipate probably about 20 racers, and we'll do a shotgun start, underwater shotgun start. And then there'll be race parameters where you have to stay within the course and stay at a certain depth. And winner, obviously, we'll have different categories. We'll have the stock category and the modified category to make it fair for everybody. And it should be fun. We're going to do laps. It'll probably be about four or five laps around the wreck through the course.
That sounds whacked. I love it, though. That's right down my alley for sure.
You trade and paint, and you can bump draft. You know. Maybe there'll be a fight or two afterwards.
Yeah, it should be. I mean,
just like NASCAR.
Right. I mean, you know, I can just see, knowing how you operate, if you were participating and knowing how you've been on some of our other trips in the past, that if me and you were racing each other, you'd play dirty. You'd come up there and you'd grab somebody's drawers and yank them down and try to distract them.
Be down around
them
the fins, baby.
Yeah.
If you can't kick, you can't win.
Yes. All right. So, so you can kick, too. So that would help your scooter as well. So it's a little bit of
exactly.
Swimming. Okay. Now I get it.
Yeah, can kick. You can kick as well. And then my understanding is there's going to be some coverage, TV coverage. So make sure you wear underwear in case somebody does pull your drawers down to your ankle.
Then
we're going to keep this a nice family race.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, I'll make sure to pack an extra Speedo if I participate in this. I think that's going to conflict with our trip to Grenada, so I'm going to have to recruit somebody to represent Scuba Radio maybe as an underwater scooter cruiser or whatever. I don't know. What
Absolutely.
Do you call
it? We need the Scuba Radio race team. We need that guy. Or girl, or mermaid, for that matter.
Well, okay, now maybe that's what we need to do, is have a mermaid represent Scuba Radio, because they already have a fin, so they can kick in that way.
Exactly.
And they're lighter than those 200, 300, 400 pounds other race guys.
Well, we got Danica Patrick in Indy Racing. Why can't we have a mermaid in underwater NASCAR racing?
There you go. I like it. I like it. And so what happens if you win this thing? If it's a $50 pot to register a team, is it like a money prize or what?
No, we're going to be giving out trophies and plaques.
All right, so it's going to be bragging rights and that kind of thing.
Bragging rights, yep. But it's for fun, and it's going to be great, and we'll probably get a lot of coverage on it, too. Might get yourself on TV or You might be on Scuba Radio, for that matter.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if you end up winning this thing, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the scooters, it can be any type of scooter. If you want,
any type of scooter. You can modify it. You can put two together if you want. It can be the type that goes on the bottom of the tank. You can double it up there. Anything. Because we'll have a modified class, and then we'll have a stock class.
Yeah, well, is this a new thing, or have you seen this at other places that where they've done a modified scooter class of a race like this before? Is this a brand spanking new idea, or what?
Actually, this will be the second race in the Formula H2O Racing League. The first one was down on the Vandenberg in Key West. It was on their anniversary date, so they decided to create this race, and now they're going to create about 8 more races around the country, and actually I think there's going to be one in Rome, Italy.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of taking legs, and we're trying to get on the map down here in Greater Fort Lauderdale and have a great race down here and get all the guys out with scooters. And, you know, normally you don't get to use them as much as you should. Well, now you got an excuse.
Exactly. You get to race them.
Get to race, baby.
How elaborate are they getting? Is this turning into, like, Orange County choppers for underwater scooters?
I think it's going to get crazy. I think you're going to see flames on them. I think I saw one guy had two big Technas banded together. So it's going to be crazy, I think.
Interesting. All right. So, once again, that is August 21st and 22nd. We'll have more details here at Scuba Radio. And, of course, you could go to South Florida Diving Headquarters, .com, and I'm sure you're going to be updating your site with information about this event as well. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, in the meantime, it's diving as usual. Lobster season opens up August 6th, and you guys are going out every day, a couple times a day, and you can just book a trip and go do some diving and enjoy these great conditions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on out and catch some lobster and enjoy some of the great conditions this year. And no oil.
No oil.
Done.
We got to get that out there. Yeah, it's still people up north think that dive sites are closed down or something, and it's just not the case at all. We're having some of the best diving ever right now in Florida and in the Keys, correct?
Absolutely.
And the number again for South Florida Diving Headquarters is
800-771-DIVE.
All right, Captain Cocktail, keep them busy down there, and keep an eye out for those lobsters.
There's a couple with your name on them, Greg.
Look, I'm expecting more than that for the Lobster Slayer, but look, everybody's been warned. Make sure you get down there for Florida spiny lobster season and take advantage of it now before I clean them out, because, look, that's just what I do. All right, so standing by, I have my good buddy and the mad scientist behind the Force Fin, Bob Evans, is coming up on the big show today, and he promises to tell us about a new material he's using to make his Force Fins. This is big news, and you'll hear about it first right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
The food chain. You see, on top there's John Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single-celled amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People, let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. Well, he's my real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He just drinks my fish out of water in a world he never made.
Dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, and everywhere I go, the first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. That's not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top,
my whole dang pod. All that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to
go.
Let's go while we're young.
The first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
So sweet.
That's right.
Yes, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. No, I'm not. I'm not feeding any fish. I'm not puking. I'm going to be on a boat next week, but that is Pup Morse and the new Scuba Radio song. And on the line, you hear him breathing off a regulator, I believe. My good buddy, Bob Evans from Force Fins. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, wonderful, Greg. I wish I was breathing off a regulator. Out diving with you right now. I tell you, I'm going crazy.
Well, what are you breathing off of? Or shouldn't say.
Santa Barbara air, yeah. Raw awkward. Now, hey, I miss diving with you.
Yes. Well, Bob Evans, one of the most colorful people in the dive industry.
Yeah, he makes
world-class fins. He's the one who supplied me with my red sparkled force fins, flying force fins, that I will be taking to the Turks and Caicos next week and turning all kinds of heads. And maybe I may click my fins three times and wish, like, there's no place like the Turks and Caicos. There's no place like the Turks. I don't know. I think they're magical, Bob. You hear what I'm saying?
Totally. And hopefully for your next trip, I told you about that new polyurethane that we've, after 2 years, it's going to actually give twice the performance. Greg, it's unbelievable. And I'm hoping by Christmas, you and I can go get wet with a pair of these new. It's the hockey fin, and even your flying force will eventually be made out of this hot material.
All right. Now, this new material, what is so special about it? It's more snappy or what?
It's got a rebound. I put actually a video up on our YouTube site.
Yeah.
And it's a flip test. It virtually, you know how I do that test. It flips about 15 feet up into the air. And basically, if you're kind of think about it, you know that rebound that you get out of my fins, that power and recovery. And so it's that, it's for the first time I've actually felt a forward surge from the material that goes just beyond giving you the performance. And it's something I've never seen in material before. It's awesome.
Yeah, and just indestructible as well. So,
these
things will last
forever. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just kind of stepped back for probably, I mentioned it, I called you a couple of months ago. I just kind of stepped back from it and go, well, what am I going to do with this? Because it's super expensive material, you know, to manufacture the fins, but it's got such an unbelievable difference of anything I've seen in 30 years that it's just like, okay, we got the cat in the bag. We're going to blow them away. If you don't have a pair of these fins, don't even think about buddy diving, you know?
Yeah, you're going to leave them in the dust.
Yeah,
or in
you
the
don't
water
need
wake.
One of those little speedometer things. It'll just blow out of your hand.
That's right. We don't need no stinking scooters. We got our new hockey force fins.
Yeah. Now you mentioned like a donkey.
Now, you mentioned hockey. What do you mean hockey fins?
Oh, a good friend of mine wanted me. They were looking for some kind of a hockey fin. So, you know, that fin, when you those guys, when they have to kick, I mean, there's no ifs and buts about it. I mean, when you kick, you got to go. And this is like being kicked by a donkey. So I took the accelerator, took the vortex generators off of it, took the winglet technology off it, and just went to the bare bones fin and kind of beefed it up a little bit on the backside where I have that ribbing. And when that thing compresses, when it gets back, Greg, when I was doing the flip test, I was worried like that thing was going to come back and knock out my teeth. It's got that much of a kick.
You're going to put an eye out with one of those things if you don't watch yourself there, Mr. Evans. All right, hold the line, Bob. Hey, you know, he's also the president of the group that's giving away the Nogi Awards.
Academy of Underwater Arts and Sciences.
And we'll talk about that next.
Awesome.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Evans is my guest right now from Force Fans, and we could go on for days about the many designs he has and the new secret polymers and all kinds of secret materials he uses there to make his fins. But you know what? Just go to ForceFins.com, ForceFin.com, and check it out, and you can order yours right there online. We got to talk about some other stuff he does. He's also the president of the Academy of Underwater Arts and Sciences. Is that right? In the Nogi Awards?
Yep. This year is going to be the 50th.
The 50th anniversary.
Yeah,
big
Academy
deal.
Academy of Underwater Arts and Sciences. And we have four Nogis this year. Michael A. Lang, Dr. Lang from the Smithsonian Institute. Paul Heumann, the great photographer from the Caribbean for Arts, Sports, and Education. Michelle Hall, Howard Hall's wife.
Right.
What a team. And for distinguished service, Hillary Hauser from Heal the Ocean. So we have hopefully James Cameron, one of our Nogis for arts. It will be coming this on November the 18th at Las Vegas Hilton. You'll be there with me, Greg, as usual, covering the excitement.
Absolutely.
And we plan on making a national announcement to the world about our feelings as the Academy. Of the top scientist, artist, Weiland will be there giving his icon awards this year to four special people that he's selected with his group. So Leslie Laney's going to be there giving the Pioneer Award to Dick Bonin November 18th at 6 o'clock, Las Vegas Hilton. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be packed. It's going to have the TV people there. It's going to be the launch. I'm going to make my job so exciting that somebody else is going to want it.
Yeah, well, there you go. And it's a 50-year anniversary.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like Divers Hall of Fame or Lifetime Achievement Awards. This
it's
the big
most
deal.
Prestigious diving award in the world.
And James Cameron.
Nothing beats it. Everybody that's anybody in the world has a Nogi Award. Really.
And James Cameron might be the featured speaker from Avatar.
Yeah, he's tentatively committed to Dr. Phil Newton, my chairman. It's going to be a knockout, and it's going to be a sellout. So go on to Academy. It's auas.nogi.org.
All right, sounds good, Bob. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So here's some advice I wish I would have got when I was your age. Live every week like a shark week.
Now the party don't start till I dive in.
Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the bends today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow. Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh. Jump in with your fins. We promise you won't get the bends today. We will play in an underwater way. Here we go with the show. Time to let those bubbles blow with Scuba Radio, oh, Scuba Radio, oh.
That was awesome.
All right. You know, one of the things you can do if you really want to do something awesome is go diving in the Bahamas. I've done it many times in the past, but I haven't been to every island. There's like over 700 to choose from. And one of them, or one of the resorts there, is off of, I believe it's Cat Key. Is that right, Dean?
Cat Island.
Cat Island. And it's Hawk's Nest Resort. That's where you are right now, enjoying paradise. I know where it is on the map in the Bahamas, kind of on the east side of the Bahamas chain, right?
Right. We're just south of Eleuthera, about 125 miles southeast of Nassau.
Okay, and I've heard about Hawk's Nest from the standpoint that it's kind of like an out-island experience without the out-island amenities. You actually have really nice accommodations. It's a very nice equipped resort. Is that a fair assessment or what?
That's a good assessment. It's 400 acres with 10 rooms and a couple of rental homes, so you've got plenty of space and plenty of beach when you're not diving. And we have a full four-star restaurant and bar and everything to accommodate the divers when they're here, plus the marina.
Easy to get to because you can just take one of the flights over from Fort Lauderdale or South Florida, I'm guessing, and go right over there to Cat Island and just hang out at this resort. And that's pretty much all there is to do is fishing and diving and kicking back and enjoying some food and beverage or two, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, Cat Island's an interesting place. It's 1,000 people on the island, but it's a big island, so you can drive for an hour and not see anybody. It's just like when we're out there diving, it's the only dive boat here. It's the only boat you're going to see out there other than a few boats fishing. And the way Randy, our dive master, runs the operation is depends on the divers who are here. He sits down the night before. They figure out what they want to do, if they want to do two tanks and hit a beach in between or go fishing in between or what kind of dives. They want to go deep, they want to go shallow. It's all up to the divers. We have a 43-foot Rockport custom-built dive boat, and it's flexible to whatever you want to do. So it's very, very different because very laid-back dive operation, but also one of the best. Randy loves diving. People love diving with him.
And I've heard good things about not just the diving, but the fishing, too, because that's really what you guys are known for, isn't that right? I mean, you're a fisherman yourself.
Yeah, offshore fishing is, I mean, it's killer. The Wahoo season in the winter, right through the billfish season. Our Wahoo tournament in January, we had three fish over 110 pounds caught. And the billfish tournament in May, we had 30 boats. The marina was over full. We had boats anchored out, and six or seven blue marlins caught every day. And the rest of the year, it's a fishing paradise.
Nice.
And again, there's not that many boats here.
You definitely have plenty of stuff to do on your surface interval in between dives. That's what it sounds like to me. If you want to get out there and get away from it all, get in some great diving, and then mix up a little fishing in between, it sounds like a pretty nice location. I'm guessing the sunsets are quite spectacular where you are in that part of the world as well, right?
Yeah, Greg, the sunset just to the east of the resort is a great, great view. Beautiful to kick back with a beer and break away from the hustle and bustle of life elsewhere and just relax on Cat Island.
All right, Dean. Well, it sounds like another place we have to add to the list for sure. Hawks-Nest.com. Check them out online. And, of course, you can book a trip to Hawk's Nest and every other island in the Bahamas at BahamasDiving.com. Great dive packages and more right there. Okay, we're going to check out a place in Fiji next. Stick around.
Want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Do you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and, you know, the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good. Mm. I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the phone, one of my favorite guys on the planet. Hung out with him in Fiji. He dressed up like a pirate. I'm talking about Stuart from Matava there in the Fijian Islands. How you doing, Stuart? Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Morning here. Beautiful sunshiny day. Light winds, and it's going great here.
Just hanging out at Matava, right there on the beach, I'm guessing, today. Is that what? Just hooked up to the internet, talking to us, right?
Yes, I am. I'm actually sitting on the front deck of the terrace, the restaurant. Sun is out. Dive boats just left about half an hour ago, so I'm dry today.
Nice. Now, let's talk about Matava. Now, first of all, Matava means what? I assume it's a Fijian name, or is it?
Yeah, Matava is a Fijian name of the area where we actually are. The Fijians named it well before we got there. It was a site of a battle, I think it was 500-600 years ago. And Matava is a Fijian word for to be seen four times. Mata to see, va is four times. Because the messengers between the two opposing sides in the battle went back and forth four times before they surrendered. So Matava was a name we picked up from the land we actually settled on here.
Got it. So, and you can go to matava.com on the web and check out their website and the property. Now, Matava there in Fiji, very exclusive resort, right? You guys won several awards for being an eco-friendly resort. Let's talk about that first and then get into some of the specifics of what you offer there at Matava there, Stuart.
Yeah, sure. We're exclusive out in the little island of Kandahar, which is the southern island in the Fiji Islands. There's very little infrastructure or support on the island itself. We're way out by ourselves. We've only got 9 buries. Buries is the Fijian word for cottages or cabanas. So there's only a maximum of 22 people on the resort itself. And we've built it around a very strong environmental ethos of keeping it as sustainable as possible. That goes all the way down to no generators, 100% solar power, all the way through to organic farming.
Now, wait a minute. You said 100% shore power? What do you mean? No generators?
No generators. We've got the largest solar array on the island, which means... doesn't mean
Oh, solar. Okay.
Yes, Scottish accent. Yes, yeah, solar. There's an island name for that.
So it's solar powered, and you're an eco resort pretty much by... well, you had to be pretty much, I guess, unless you wanted to lug these generators in. But you really did have that focus from day one, I guess, when you guys built this resort. Is that the case?
Yeah, that was the case. Right from the first day we moved in there, we decided that we weren't going to stick big, noisy generators on the ground and have all that diesel fuel and everything else. So we invested very heavily in a huge solar array with batteries. Now, this doesn't mean we've not got power. You plug laptops in, we plug offices and we have internet connection in the office. We're all switched on that way, but it does mean there's no background hum or noise of generators.
Nice. So you keep that eco environment in check. It's friendlier for the environment, and obviously it lends itself to the peacefulness of being there in Fiji. It all comes together quite nicely as the way you describe it. And you've been recognized for being a world-class eco resort. You've won how many awards now? I think, what, 2 from PADI or what?
Yeah, the past 3 years, we're actually up, I want to say, up to about 11 awards. We've got another one last week we got notified of, funnily enough. But we won the PADI Members Award for the Environmental Award. We've Project Aware have awarded us The Go Eco Award and the Environmental Award for the past 3 years as well for our efforts, not just with the solar power and things, but also for the marine park issues that we deal with and setting up the marine parks in Candavo.
Now, the burrays that you're talking about, are they open air like some of the other properties I saw in Fiji on our last trip?
All the burrays are traditional. They're fully thatched, which is one of the few resorts that are still fully thatched. We're a 3.5-star resort, so we're looking at solid mahogany floors, king-size beds, all mosquito screened and sealed, no air conditioning, and not required any Candavo. We're way off the south side. The trade winds blow at all times.
Yeah.
And the burrays are scattered across the hillside. So they're quite separate up on the hillside, which means there's ocean views in all of them.
Excellent. Let's talk about some of the diving you guys have there at Matava. I'm assuming that being that you are so remote and such a small, exclusive resort, that the diving is pretty spectacular and pristine. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, so that's a fair assessment.
And I guess that's easy for you to say.
Yeah, we're the only resort that's actually physically on the Great Astrolabe Reef, which is the longest barrier reef in the Fiji Islands. It's on the south side of Candavo. As a barrier reef, it has many channels going through it, which has the large pelagics, which we're known for more than the rest of Fiji. Soft coral capital of the world, Fiji is, so we've got the soft coral sites, but the big sharks and the manta rays are what we've got mostly in the channels down in Candavo.
Really? So I did not see any of that type of stuff when we were diving in the other part of the islands there on our last trip. So where you're at, you have an area where the pelagics swim through quite often, including manta rays.
Indeed, we actually have two dive sites named specifically for the mantas, Manta Reef, aptly named, and Close Encounters. Both of them are specifically, we go out in specific tides, and we're fairly much 8-9 out of 10 times, we'll see mantas both getting cleaned and feeding. Anywhere between 3 and 10 mantas at a time.
Wow. Are you ever tempted to call them Matava rays instead of manta rays, or is that just me being dumb?
No, didn't hear that, Greg.
Yeah, it was probably just as well. But anyway, so mantas, very popular for that particular site, or a couple sites there just offshore. Is the diving shore diving? Is it all boats or a little bit of both or what?
We have a little bit of both. We actually have a house reef right in front of the resort itself. It's Critter Diving. The name of the dive site off the front of the resort is Critter Junction. And there we've got the pygmy seahorses, the seahorses, the mantis shrimps, the clownfish that are all over Fiji, just off the front of the dive shop. So the dive shop is open all day long, all night long, to go shore diving off the front there. We normally run 3 dives a day plus a night dive.
Now, it sounds like it's very exclusive out in the middle of nowhere, but it's very accessible too, right? You just fly into Nandi, the international airport there in Fiji, and take a puddle jumper flight over to your island, or what?
That's exactly. It's a puddle jump over to our island. It's a 35-minute flight from Nandi. So you get off from LAX in the morning. You have breakfast in the airport, jump on the Candavo flight, and you're across to us by lunchtime. You're having lunch, and photographers amongst the divers tend to be in the water on the shore dive in the afternoon.
You know, it sounds very exclusive, Stuart, but I know it's very economical to get to Matava right now. You're running a couple specials, right?
Yes, we are. Through the month of August, we're running a special on a pay-stay special. So you can pay for 4 nights and stay for 6, or pay for 6 nights and stay for 8. That can be a saving up to $1,500.
Sweet. Now, I got to say, if Matava is anywhere close to some of the other properties we saw in Fiji that were much more populated, I know that this has to be one of the most spectacular places you could ever go as a diver. And you're going to have us over there, hopefully, in a few months, right? Is that offer still on the table there, Stuart?
Yes, it certainly is. Bring the mermaids. Come across anytime you want.
Oh, I knew it. I got to bring the mermaids. That's the only way. But as long as I bring a mermaid, I'm welcome back. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you are. We're looking forward to seeing you in a few months.
You got it. Now, check out Matava.com. You'll see what I'm raving about firsthand and book it today. Once again, pay for 4 nights, get 2 free, or pay for 6 and get another 2 free, right?
Yep, that's the deal.
For the month of August. All right, Stuart, well, thanks for checking in. Bula, my friend, Bula.
Yes, Greg, Bula Vanaka, which means good morning and welcome in Fiji.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest.
That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want to go.
US 1, heading down US 1.
Hi, this is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants a party?
Greg, the Dive Master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
You know, it is Mermaid Tony's first liveaboard experience, so I think we may have to celebrate accordingly at the end of the week. There in the Turks and Caicos. Once again, it's a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise broadcast next week from the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard vessel, thanks to our friends from Explorer Ventures. Mermaid Tony on board. Also, Bill the producer being let out of the closet for once in a blue moon, and he's going to actually be on board to hang out and dive with everybody. Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network are going to be on board to give us some seminars and join us for the broadcast as well. And you can come along for the adventures just by listening. Just by tuning in. That's all you have to do. And we'll give you a little taste of liveaboard diving. If you've never done it, it's a dive experience like no other, and Explorer Ventures does it best. That's why they are the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Now, a couple little program notes. Obviously, next week we have that. August 21st. Mark this on your calendar. Neil Watson and Jerry Beatty, two, you know, leaders in the dive industry, legends in the dive industry, both celebrate the same birthday. Now, we have broadcast from Neil Watson's hot tub twice before, and we're going to make it lucky number three on August 21st because Neil turns 70, Jerry turns 60. And it's going to be a massive dive industry event at Neil's house. And what better excuse to broadcast from Neil's jacuzzi than his birthday of him turning 70. So that is the 21st of August. You're going to want to catch that one. It's one of the only times I've ever cursed on the radio because I was so relaxed in his hot tub, I let a four-letter word go. But I promise to be on my best behavior for this broadcast, but it'll be a who's who in the dive industry showing up to celebrate these guys' birthdays accordingly and this milestone in their lives. And we're going to be there to cover it wall to wall. Then right after that, we're going to get down in Grenada for 10 days. Throw in some Florida lobster diving in between, and you can see we're going to be pretty busy over the next few weeks. Stay up to date at scubaradio.com. Friend us on Facebook and MySpace, Twitter, the works, and pick up your Scuba Radio merchandise right there at scubaradio.com. All right, that'll do it for this week. Talk to you next week from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.